In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
How many Americans plan on working during their retirement years? A lot. That's next.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Retirement? What retirement? A new survey by Bankrate.com finds that 70% of Americans who are not yet retired plan to work as long as possible during retirement. Many of them are worried that they won't have enough of a financial cushion during their retirement years, but whatever the reason, it's yet another finding that turns the traditional notion of retirement on its head. Let's find out more about this survey from Jill Kornfield, retirement analyst at Bankrate.com. Jill, 7 in 10 people plan on working during retirement, and only 25% say they have no plans to work during retirement. Many people say working during retirement provides a lot of benefits that Social Security couldn't provide. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is, Charlie. I think that, in fact, it's strange. I'm not sure we really have a word yet for this changing phase that we're starting to see more and more of. Because if you're still working, are you really retired?
Well, what are the main reasons people give for planning to work as long as possible during retirement?
We seem to have three different groups. We had people who, about a third of our survey respondents said that they would work as long as possible because they wanted the money. Another third said they would do it just because they like to work. Working is interesting and it brings you social benefits, keeps your mind sharp, keeps you younger. But then a very high number, we had a big increase from the last time we did this survey, of people who said they would do it for both reasons. Back in 2009, only 4% of people said they would continue working for money and because they like to work. This time around, 19% said that was the reason. To me, just the surprising thing was that how many more people kind of expressed a desire to work and to do something and to stay relevant in some way and to stay sharp. And, you know, we've all heard of those people who just basically dropped dead in retirement when they didn't have a clear plan and found themselves without something to anchor them.
And the notion of early retirement is going by the boards as well, isn't it?
It seems to be. And I think there's a few reasons for that, and it's probably more driven by money. First, people are thinking that they won't be able to count on Social Security, or it just is not going to provide very much. Second, people don't have pensions anymore the way they used to, so now it's really up to the individual to provide all of that money during retirement.
Speaking of early retirement, just 13% of non-retired Americans hope to retire in their 50s. That's half of what it was in 2007.
I think for a lot of reasons, it's just not as appealing a prospect. First, there's the money issue. People are concerned about finances. But I think more and more people are realizing that they want to do something rather than nothing in retirement.
I know. That's at least 30 years if you retire during your 50s.
Exactly.
That's a
lot.
Exactly.
I think what we hear a lot is that people will retire if they don't have a plan, and they'll find that after 2 months of really doing, you know, whatever they want, which turns out to be not that much, really, sleeping in or playing golf, they become bored. Boredom sets in, and they realize they would really like to be doing something.
And many people in the survey are worried about outliving their retirement funds, aren't they?
That's a big concern, yes.
The Bankrate.com survey found nearly half of retirees are either very or somewhat worried about outliving their retirement savings. And that's up a lot from 2009, the last time the question was asked, up from 37%.
I didn't mention it, but I think that increasing longevity, as you said, many of us will have 20 or 30 or even more years in retirement. So it's a matter of funding those years and also finding something to keep occupied with.
What about Social Security, Jill? It's a big part of current retirees' income, and many non-retirees will be counting on it as well, correct?
Yes, they will be counting on it, and I think the attitude for Social Security and what people think they can expect changes depending on the demographic. With the very youngest people, millennials who are working now, thinking that it's absolutely not going to be there, they're completely skeptical about the system. And then older millennials, you know, think that maybe there'll be something. Gen X thinks that if there is anything at all, that would be great, but they're not really counting on it. And boomers tend to feel pretty secure that they will be able to count on Social Security.
I guess the numbers reflect it. Nearly a third of millennials say that they don't expect to receive any money from Social Security, and about 70% of non-retirees expect it to account for some of their income in retirement. And that includes 10% who expect Social Security to account for all their income. So I guess there's a disparity.
Yes, there is. You know, a lot of it has to do with income level and how much Social Security might make up for you in retirement.
Jill Kornfield, retirement analyst at Bankrate.com, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.